A scathing report from the Senate Intelligence Committee today. It says virtually all the assessments made by U.S. intelligence agencies about Iraq's weapons before the invasion turned out to be wrong. And it says both the Bush administration and Congress made the decision to go to war based on that bad intelligence. We'll speak with the chair and vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee in just a few minutes. First, an overview from NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol.
As Pat Roberts hoisted the phone book thick report for TV cameras, the Intelligence Committee's Republican chairman said the year-long task of putting it together was not pleasant. He was not referring to bitter wrangling that went on for months between committee Republicans and Democrats over the scope of this report and the timing of its release. Roberts was talking instead about what he called the report's fact-based conclusion.
Before the war, the U.S. intelligence community told the president, as well as the Congress, and the public that Saddam Hussein had stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons, and if left unchecked, would probably have a nuclear weapon during this decade. Well, today we know these assessments were wrong. And as our inquiry will show, they were also unreasonable and largely unsupported by the available intelligence.
As much as one-fifth of the text in the report has been blacked out. These so-called redactions were imposed by the CIA itself, allegedly for national security reasons. Nonetheless, what has not been blacked out consistently slams the agency, whose director George Tenet vacates his post this weekend. The report says that after 1998, the U.S. intelligence community had no sources in Iraq to collect information on weapons of mass destruction, and it blames this not on a lack of funding and personnel, but instead on what it calls a broken corporate culture and poor management. Roberts said much of the CIA's faulty assessments were the result of what he called groupthink and part of what he called a global intelligence failure. He added that the committee found no evidence that analysts were pressured to reach certain conclusions. But Democrats on the panel disagreed. Here's Oregon's Ron Wyden.
Nobody came before the committee and said, look, I had my brains beaten in to change my analysis. But it is also true that policymakers made it very clear what information they were looking for.
Asked about the report while campaigning today in Pennsylvania, President Bush said he had not seen it, but considered the best intelligence possible vital to winning what he calls the war on terror.
The idea that the Senate has taken a hard look to find out where the intelligence gathering services went short is good and positive. And I commend the chairman of the committee for doing that. We need to know. I want to know. I want to know how to make the agencies better.
But Democrats today question whether the intelligence report could be used to fix problems, since it only looks at who supplied the intelligence rather than who used it and how. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said the problem seems to go beyond the intelligence agencies.
Unless administration officials, from the president on down, had information not made available to the Senate Intelligence Committee, there was clearly an exaggeration of either an imminent or a grave and growing threat to the American people.
A second part of the report is to look at how Iraq intelligence was used by policymakers. Committee Republicans say this potentially explosive examination, focusing on the Bush administration, cannot be done by Election Day. Democrats insist it can, and say voters deserve to know whether the case for war in Iraq was overstated, and if so, why. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.